This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Last week, we introduced the topic of vermicomposting, which involves raising worms in a contained area to harvest waste for fertilizing gardens and houseplants. This week, we continue that conversation with K-State instructor and horticulture extension specialist, Cynthia Domenghini. Cynthia, last week when we were talking about vermicomposting, we talked about really what it does to benefit the soil, how we get the worm bin set up. Now we're kind of moving into how do we actually feed the worms? What goes into that process?
When you're taking care of a vermicomposting bin, it's going to be very similar to a traditional compost heap. So the materials that you would add to your traditional pile typically will be appropriate for a vermicomposting bin as well. Things like fruit and vegetable scraps, eggshells, coffee grounds, and paper. The idea, though, is if you cut them into smaller pieces, the worms will be able to eat them faster, and you'll be gifted, I guess you could say, the castings more quickly. You want to avoid the same things as you would avoid with a traditional compost pile as well. So no meat, no dairy, no oily products, and avoid citrus fruits as well.
I guess I'm wondering, how much do we throw in? Is there a limit to how many scraps we should be putting in?
Definitely. Yeah, and so this is where checking in on your worm bin every few days is a really good idea. When you're starting out, you're going to have to figure out how much are my worms going to be able to eat. So there's not just a hard and fast rule of this is how much to feed them every few days. You'll need to monitor your bin to get a feel for how frequently and how much food you should be adding. So if you check 3 days after you add food and you notice that there's still a good quantity of food, then you don't need to add any more. But maybe a few more days after that, bury a few more pieces of those fruit and veggie scraps. If, however, you start to notice that there is a foul odor coming from your bin, or mold especially, you are likely adding too much food, and you need to consider removing some of that food, maybe adding in some additional bedding to help balance it out again, and then feed less than what you've been feeding. So it's going to be a process to figure out how much your worms are going to eat. And as your worms reproduce, you'll notice that you need to add more food more frequently. With a traditional compost pile, we can get away with adding scraps and scraps and scraps. With the worms, you do have to be a little bit sensitive because they are living creatures. So they're only going to be able to process so much of the food that we give them.
And the castings, we need to be monitoring that as well?
Sure, yeah. After about 2 to 3 months of maintaining your worm bin, you should have some castings that are ready to be used. There are multiple ways to harvest the castings without losing worms in the process. But one of the easiest ways is just to open up the worm bin, which will allow some light to enter. The worms are going to dig down deeper to avoid that light. And after an hour or so, you should be safe to remove the top couple layers of the castings, and then those are ready for use in the soil.
So what we're doing here is we're actually taking the scraps, so we're cutting down on food waste in a sense, or at least what goes into the landfill, and giving our garden a really good organic boost.
I would say that although it does use some of the food waste, I mean, realistically, it's not cutting. Having a traditional compost pile in addition would really be best, because you're not going to be able to use all your kitchen scraps in your worm bin. You're still going to have some waste. But like you said, the big benefit is the nutritional value that those castings are going to bring to your garden, a really rich source of organic nutrients for your soil.
That's Cynthia Domenghini, a K-State instructor and horticulture extension specialist, with information on vermicomposting. She also says an ideal location for the worm bin is somewhere that is out of direct sunlight and stays between 60 and 80 degrees. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.